under the law. But now if we're dead to the law, how could you say I'm dead to the law and then at the same time says, well, I got this law in my member, warring against the law in my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin. See, I'm free, but I got all these laws under which I'm captive. I'm captive to the law of sin. I've got this law in my mind. I've got a law in my members, and they are all controlling me. That's not Christianity. That's legalism. I'm under all these laws, and I'm bound. When laws are bondage, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I can't do this, I can't do that, I must do this. It is all bondages. Right? I have a law in my members. I've got a law in my mind. But the whole point is that you're supposed to be free from the law. Not that the law is sin, but by the law is no flesh justified. We are delivered from the law. Because we're supposed to be, remember the whole start of the chapter? That if you're married to one thing and you die, this is like what it was like with your first husband, you know? When I was married to the law, I could never do the things I wanted to do. I always did the things I didn't want to do. The law was an abusive husband. Not that it was, you know, not the law of God, but the law of sin. The law of sin made me do all kinds of things I didn't want to do. The law of sin and the law in my mind, bringing me into captivity. Are we supposed to be into captivity to laws of sin? God forbid. I'm telling you, God forbid. Anyone who has taught this chapter differently than I'm teaching it to you now is not a very good student of the Bible. I tell you the truth. Because this is how this passage was intended to be interpreted. If someone else is giving you another interpretation, they're not a teacher worthy of respect. At least they need to be better instructed, I believe. I know. And then in 24, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? See, it's like, that's the whole point. Jesus is supposed to deliver us from that. Why? We're supposed to die with him and be raised with him, right? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's like ejaculatory. Right there, that little phrase. Because it's like, oh yes, I have been delivered. When we were in the flesh, as he had said, or when ye were the servants of sin, or thank God you used to be this, the law used to be this way, but now you're free from the law, you know, you obey Christ, you have righteousness, you know, grace is reigning through righteousness in your body. By the Spirit. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Now some people say, this is how people walk as Christians. Look it, as a Christian, I do not serve the law of God. Period. The law on the Old Testament and legalized commandments, I do not serve them. And I, my flesh, I do not by any means serve the law of sin. But if you serve the law of God with your mind, you will serve the law of sin with your flesh. That is how it will work. That is how it ends up working out for you. That is just the way it is. Under the law. With Christ, it's not so. And in just previewing chapter 8, there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I go back, and he says, you know, the law of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is that, in verse 23 of chapter 7, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin. Well, Christ makes me free from the law of sin. Sin and death. I mean, well, there's not two separate. There's the law of sin, the law of sin and death. No. The law of sin forces you to sin, and that brings you to death. Sin and death are like peas in a pod. They're like two inseparable realities.